If there's no other questions or comments, we'll move on to number seven. Keith, I think you're going to do that as well.
Yes, Mr. Chair. While Chris gets that fired up, I've just put together, I think, five or six slides here. But I wanted to have a brief conversation with the commission in regards to our plans to, in 2023, move entirely to an online application process. So currently right now, and I'll share some of the numbers here, by far the vast majority of people are applying online. However, we still do offer for some seasons the options for people to fill out their application with a pen and a paper, mail it in, and then have staff manually input those applications into the system for different draws. Here we go. But again, our intention here is to move to an all online application process here in 2023. Already, many seasons that our agency has out there, the application periods are exclusively online. This year for Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat, that was an all online process. There were no paper applications. Handled over 13,000 applications for those seasons alone. Some more other common seasons folks might see are special buck and special antelope, limited access permits, our return deer license drawing, and even our second elk draw, which will be coming up here later this month as well. Those have been online for quite some time already. So this isn't a new idea. It's something that's been around, and it's been a years in making this transition rather slowly. And like I said earlier at the start, a very high percentage of these applications already occur online. So why do we want to move to an all online process? Really, it's to help streamline that application process and, as Secretary Roebling stated, provide better customer service. You know, we don't want to have to deal with customers. I say at the licensing office, unfortunately, I think about 20% of the mail that either comes into our office or goes out of our office gets lost. I don't know where that mail ends up, but it's not good. And I hate to have a conversation with an individual that happened to mail in his elk applications and we never got them. You know, are they still shoved between the seat in the mail truck? I don't know. But unfortunately, that individual, you know, the deadline is passed. That person's not going to be able to get into the draw. So we want to avoid those types of things moving forward. And also the postmark, you know, if our paper applications have to be in on or postmarked by a certain date, that mail sometimes is very, very slow. I mean, I saw one application that came in for a different season last year, and it took a month to get to us. Unfortunately, that person missed the application period as well, just because the mail was so slow. So we are really trying to focus moving this all online to a better customer service experience. Another really good benefit is that it's going to be less of an administrative burden and less complexity for our staff when we have to enter those applications. If you can imagine, we take about 5,000 total paper applications for all of our seasons right now. And it takes a number of staff, countless hours, to be able to enter all that information and then enter it accurately. Anytime you introduce a human element from, you know, reading something on paper to then putting it in the computer, I mean, it's easy to fat finger a key or, you know, maybe you see a G and it should be a six or something like that. There are errors that occur. So by moving all online, the customer is going to be the one that's making those keystrokes and getting their applications in. So that's another proponent. And then most processes, as you folks know, have moved online, whether it's bill payment, vehicle registration, online shopping. Heck, you can even close your garage door, or turn on your lights, or adjust your thermostat all from your phone. So that's definitely the direction that the people are moving in general. And then some numbers for folks. So in 2021, approximately all of our applications that occurred, we had over 263,000 total apps. 98% of them are already occurring online. Like I said, we processed about 5,000 paper applications last year. And then I took a look at all of our seasons and then tried to pick out some of the lower percentages. And just as a couple examples here for East River Deer, 97% of those occur online, 3% are via paper. You can see that 3% is just over a little over 1,000 people for East River Deer. And then some of the higher percentages that occur via paper would be landowner on their own land, East River Deer, and then landowner on their own land in Black Hills. Now, for the Black Hills, you can see about 80% occurs online, but there's only 6 paper applications. So it's a relatively small number. But by far and large, the majority, we're in the very high 90% that are already online. So it shouldn't be a real struggle to get individuals to move that direction. So we are going to obviously have some options for people that maybe perhaps they don't have a computer or they struggle with computers. So individuals can always call the GFP call center. Do we have extended hours? They're open 7 days a week from 7 to 9 p.m. So plenty of time for individuals to call those folks. They can stop in at any of the 10 Wildlife Division offices across South Dakota. I'm sure if individuals come into a parks office, those individuals will help them as well. And then one function that we do have with the new system here is the linked account function. And I know some of the commissioners have taken advantage of that, but you have the ability to link your spouse or your children or a friend that might not be able to use a computer. You can link those individuals to your account. So then you can go through and apply for different seasons, buy those individuals' licenses. I have my daughter linked in my account and I can apply for all of her seasons and buy her licenses right here for you. A lot of people are taking advantage of that. So that would be another option. You know, if grandpa or grandma don't have a computer, maybe their son or their grandson could link them to their account and then have that process with someone that's more technologically advanced, be able to help make those transactions. So again, we're not just going to say, you know, if you don't have a computer, you're out of luck. We have 3 options that are very user-friendly and easily applied for. So we'll still be accommodating those people here next year as well. And then the last slide I think I have is obviously we need to make people aware that this transition is coming. We've been upfront with folks on all of our applications here for 2022. It might be hard to see that red text. I can't read it. But what it says is that I think it says notice in 2023, all applications will be occurring online. And we've had that same language and that same message out on all of our applications here starting at the first of the year. And we're going to keep that language on all applications moving forward. Obviously, we'll be working with the communications staff to be able to get that information out with targeted emails, social media. I'm sure we're going to look at some other avenues to be able to help get that word out to individuals that don't have access to those platforms. And we'll still be constructing and putting together the paper applications. They won't have the back 2 pages where you can tear off and mail in and fill out your information, but people still use those applications and to a great amount to determine what units they want to apply for, or maybe what's a unit boundary or how many tags are available. So we'll still produce those. Those will be available at GFP offices, always on our website, as well as at license agents, gas stations, some of those types of places. So people can pick up one when they're getting gas, and then when they go home, they can open up that application and then go ahead and use that information to help them go through the application process online. So with that, we are excited to move that direction to 2023. Again, it's going to create that streamlined process and hopefully provide better customer service, as well as make it less of an administrative burden for our agency, but it's something that we're really looking forward to. And I think that's my last slide. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions or comments if you have any.
Do you have any questions for Keith?
Sure.
Go ahead, Commissioner Whitmer.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. On the linking particularly, in an earlier meeting, in our discussions, I think it was kind of said that each of your children would have to have their own unique email address. Does this linking get us around that then, to where you could just have the family email?
Yeah, so Commissioner Whitmire, absolutely it does. So it gets people around. So if somebody wants to have their own individual account where they can log in and access it, they're going to need a unique email to be able to get their one-time verification code to set that up initially. However, in the case of kids or children or people that I talked to a gentleman last week down in Bennett County, their family was in that exact situation. They have one email address. So his wife went ahead and got her account set up, and then she linked him and then their 2 sons. So those people that are linked, they don't have to have a unique email. But when my daughter turns 18 or 21 or 50, whenever I have to stop buying her licenses, she's going to have to get an email and then create her own account. And when she does, all of her previous license history, all that information will transfer over to her own account.
Any other questions for Keith? Thanks so much, Keith. Appreciate it.
All right.